wasting money like it's free.
You can take John Stotts out of the Midwest, but you can't take the Midwest out of John Stotts. The Madison native now lives in Colorado, but he's back home in Wisconsin for the release party for his new CD. The album features another transplanted Wisconsinite, Jeffrey Foucault, producing and on guitar.
Stotts will join Milwaukee musician Hayward Williams for the show tomorrow night at Club Garibaldi in Milwaukee. But ahead of that show, he spent some time with us in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. We're hearing the title track from the album called Tulsa.
Working late into the mornings, sleeping through the afternoons. I still dream of Arizona, but I guess Tulsa has to do.
John Stotts in Lake Effect's Performance Studio with Tulsa, the title track of the about-to-be-released album. John, yep. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great tune.
Thank
you. Tell me a little bit about it. What did you actually break down?
Well, no, it's partially based on, I played in Tulsa like once a long time ago at a coffee shop on the outskirts of town. Wasn't a great gig. I think I made like $20 and I was staying at a KOA across from a casino outside of town. And I thought, you know, it would be really depressing to just climb into my tent at 9 o'clock at night because it was an early gig. And so I thought I'd go try my luck at the casino and lost my $20 really quickly, had a kind of negative Tulsa experience. So I kind of drew on that and, like, created another story about
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tulsa does not come out well. No. But you have moved to Denver, but you're originally from Wisconsin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, with Madison, I think you said? Yeah.
Yep.
So, and I know that you've spent time musically with some of the folks that have spent a lot of time in this studio, like Jeffrey Foucault and Peter Mulvey.
Mm-hmm.
And were they people that you looked up to when you were first starting and thinking, I want to do this?
Definitely. I mean, when I was like a sophomore in college, I was going to UW Oshkosh, and a friend and I drove down to the Cafe Carp to see Peter Mulvey and Jeffrey Foucault play, and that was the first time I was introduced to them, so we're talking like 2003, I think. And yeah, I mean, those guys have both been gigantic influences on me.
Had you wanted to do it before you heard them? Were you already kind of starting on the path?
I was, like, I'd written a song, I think, you know, but I think that those guys really kicked it into another level for me. Before hearing them, I was probably more into like the Ben Harper, the kind of more poppy songwriting vein, and they kind of centered me around the Americana thing, you know.
What do you think it is about Wisconsin? There's a lot of really amazing singer-songwriters that come from this state.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about the experience of being here?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a real place with beautiful scenery and really nice people and great cities and its share of other, you know, difficulties that I think inspire songs, you know? I mean, I think it's just a real place. It's not perfect, but it's also, you know, great. And I think that maybe that inspires people, a bit of the good and the bad together.
Now that you've moved away and you live in Denver, do you recognize more clearly how it's influenced the way you write coming from here?
Yeah. I think there's a big difference between songwriters coming out of Wisconsin and songwriters that, like, are from Denver or like, a lot, you know, bluegrass is really huge out there, and it's just a different scene. I don't know a ton of really, like, rootsy Americana types coming out in Denver, you know? Those kind of songwriters seem much more centered in, like, Madison and Milwaukee, Fox Valley, Eau Claire kind of thing.
Now that you're out there doing what you do, do you find you have an audience? Are people interested because it is different?
I do have an audience somewhere. You know, I haven't really worked super hard to cultivate like a real local following out there. I've been doing a lot of like touring out of Colorado, so I just haven't made a point of as much as I should have of like focusing on like being a Denver songwriter, you know. I didn't move there for the scene. I moved there because I wanted mountains and I liked the city. So
yeah.
it wasn't like a calculated, like, I am going to break out of the Denver music scene sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, but travel seems to be a huge part of what influences you, period, because mm-hmm. you've done a whole lot of touring and traveling, and not just in the United States.
I love travel. It's, you know, one of my biggest influences. I just played a first show in Mexico City, which was really fun. But that was more just like my girlfriend and I wanted to go for a trip. And I was like, well, I'm going to play a show while I'm there, you know. I've traveled and played around Europe and like weird places in Eastern Europe, you know, like playing a show in an abandoned bicycle factory in Slovenia. Or those kind of places definitely resonate with me.
I have to ask, where in Slovenia?
It was in Ljubljana.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a squatter's place, like this abandoned bike factory that the government kept like threatening to tear down. And they were just like, you're going to have to bulldoze it with us in it. And so they just set up a music venue in there, and there's families living, and they have an art space. It's pretty cool.
And Ljubljana is a beautiful city.
It's too. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you traveled around in Budapest, I think you were. I saw mm-hmm. on your page and
yeah,
in Sarajevo.
Some recording in
and
Budapest.
You, of
yeah.
course, got a song about getting into Sarajevo.
Yep.
And that was on the last album, right?
On the one that came out in 2010, Ghost Towns. And then there's a newer one since that.
Okay.
Old Fashioned, yeah.
Yeah. Which is a Frightened Rabbit song. We were talking about that. And I love. Have you played in Glasgow?
I haven't, no. I have. I was in Scotland only when I was, I think I was 16 on a family trip. I did the UK trip
right.
when I was younger.
So, well, then you that's the next step, is you got to get into, Glasgow has some amazing venues.
I would love to go there.
Amazing venues. And the singer-songwriter, the Americana thing is actually quite big there.
Yeah, I've heard.
Which is really kind of fun when you think about it. So.
Yeah.
Well, the songs we're hearing today are all from the new upcoming album. Before we get into the next song, tell me a little bit about it. Did I understand that Jeff Focalt is your producer on this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeffrey Focalt produced it. I flew out to the East Coast and we did it in Vermont during the polar vortex in like a recording studio that was attached to a cabin with a wood stove. It's how you're supposed to make an album, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Well, then tell me about this song that we're going to hear, Old Pro.
This is one of the earlier ones I wrote for the album. It's a fictional thing, but it's kind of like about a retired football player. You know, we hear all the stuff about head injuries and how maybe the post-football life isn't so glamorous for a lot of guys. And so that's kind of what I had in mind for this one. And there's a little Easter egg in it for Packer fans, too.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Well, here's John Stotts in Lake Effect's performance studio with Old Pro.
Last time on the field, it's been a good career. I got this girlfriend, she's been good to me. Maybe now things quiet, we can move on in. It told me not to spend my money quickly, and that I shouldn't drink too much. They said that I should look into some savings and not to get too far out of. Came quick, yeah, it snuck on me. That second kid we had made it hard to breathe. I still see your guys now and then. Ray's divorced, Max got cancer, Willie still gets lit. Told me there'd be press jobs waiting after, and that I should keep myself in shape. My wife told me she was sick of losing, and half of nothing was all hers to take. 54 now, and it doesn't really seem that old.
John Stotts with Old Pro from the album Tulsa. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For you, when you're working on songs and getting them ready to tour or to put on an album or whatever, where do you start?
Some just come out randomly. Like I said, that one is one of the older ones, and I don't think I wrote that one with an album in mind. I was just, you know, writing a song. As, you know, we set the studio date this past January, and as it was approaching, I started to feel like, you know, the pressure of like, okay, I should try and write more songs so we maybe have a couple to toss out and we can take the best ones. And, you know, and Jeffrey was really good about giving me the right amount of pressure on that, you know, and giving me some parameters like, hey, maybe you should try one song where it's like four chords, no chorus, like something that we can try and, you know, have the band really jam on for a while, you know. As an album approaches, I start to feel more of the pressure, and I kind of like that. I feel like it gets me to write better. So there's kind of a mix of just songs that I wrote longer ago that don't have that same kind of drive through them, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that you kind of need that little bit of pressure to kind of make the juices flow.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those songwriters. I'm not super, like, I don't write daily. I don't write weekly. I haven't even written a real recent song in a few months here. And part of that is I just got done with a new album, and I just get into this total relaxed mode where I'm focused on everything else that's with that album, and I'm not working on writing. But it really, to get me to like 12 songs or something, you know, like I need the pressure.
Are there ever songs, though, that sort of insist that they get written? Have you found that to be true?
You know, sometimes you just sit down in the mood and something just comes out of you. And sometimes it happens the opposite for me too, where I really have to work at it. Some songs I have to do like research for, you know. I write a lot of historical songs or songs that I at least want to be partially factual. So if I'm naming places, I'm not just, you know, making them up. Yeah.
Right. So John, thanks so much for stopping by and playing some songs. What are you going to take us out with?
This song's called Home at Last.
Midway to Denver, over the plain.
John Stotts is home at last in Wisconsin for the release of his new CD called Tulsa. He'll play a concert tomorrow evening at Club Garibaldi on a bill with Milwaukee's Hayward Williams. You can hear all three songs that John played for us at WUWM.com. And I'm Bonnie North. John Strelecki engineered our interview with John Stotts, which takes us out today.
I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 o'clock for another edition of Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee.
Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock.
Coming home, home at last. Juneau to Anchorage over the state. Missed your call and now it's late. Left my hotel room this morning at 6. Early mornings, you I miss. One last gig, then I'll fly home fast. Kentucky bourbon in a glass. Trim my neckline, trim my stash. Coming home, home at last. Lincoln to Denver, crossing the plains. Don't make plans I won't delay. Just east of York at 9:15. See your face in every line. Past Grand Island, driving fast. Cup of coffee, rambling jack. Mirror reflections on the dance. Coming home, home at last. Coming home.